It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Thrill, what day is it, my friend?
Friday the something. 7-Eleven day.
You're right, it's National Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
What? Jesus. The Men's Room Top 10!
It's National Cheer the Lonely, Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
I thought you said Share Baloney Day.
The top 10 ways to cure loneliness.
Sweet, merciful crap. Sure, there are lonely people out there. Maybe it's just they're 102 years old and all their friends are already dead waiting for them on the other side or whatever. I was sitting in my favorite whiskey bar by myself, and some cheese wit decided they should strike up conversation. Starting out with, so you here by yourself, huh? Seems kind of lonely, don't you think? No, by God, I don't think. What I'm here to do is pay too much for an ounce and a half of something I probably have at home because I was out running errands. You trying to engage me in conversation reminds me of why I should have just gone home in the first place. Now shove your head up your ass and suck wind.
Positive Friday.
Damn. All right. Ways that we can...
You know, he writes cards for Hallmark.
Really does.
And entertains children at hospitals.
Maybe strip clubs should be free entrance today.
Yeah.
Cheer up the lonely.
Oh,
Here's 10 cures for loneliness. They start by saying cultivate existing relationships. Reach out to friends and family, even if it's been a while since you've last connected. Schedule regular phone calls, video chats, or in-person meetups. Strengthen bonds through shared activities and quality time. You need to cultivate your existing relationships.
Well, sure.
Right, that would definitely help cure the loneliness, or at least, you know, jumpstart you not being lonely.
Like, is
anymore.
That advice? Really?
Right. Talk to the people in your life.
Dad, I have a headache. Well, son, maybe pull the fork out of your forehead, right? I mean,
join clubs or groups. Find community centered around your hobbies and interests. Book clubs, sports teams, or volunteer organizations. Regularly attending meetings can foster a sense of belonging and connection.
Yeah, for sure.
Building a brotherhood, whatever it is that you want to do, man.
I mean, we're pack animals.
Absolutely.
We are, yeah. I mean, think about the small thing. You can be at the airport with complete strangers, right? But there's a football game on. And now I'm having a conversation with every single dude. It does not matter the team you like, and we're all chatting. We're all good friends all of a sudden, right? I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah, that Maryland alumni group I'm part of, some of those people, we have zero in common, but we all like Maryland athletics. So we get together and we watch the games.
And you have a good time, right?
Yeah, they're all really nice, but are just like some just have different careers and everything. But it's like we have one thing we all agree on, and we sit together and watch them.
And if that's the angle that you're going to take, just look at it like fishing. Not every time you put your line in the water, you're going to get a bite. Keep going. Keep trying. Keep doing different
wish
things.
Wish I had my cowboy hat on and be like, and that's why they don't call it catching.
10 cures for loneliness.
Buy a cowboy hat.
attend social events. Make an effort to participate in social gatherings, parties, or local events. Consider networking events, cultural activities, community meetups. Even brief interactions can make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, you might just... People, when it comes to their friends... They usually have about a handful, a literal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 handful of friends that they can actually just call on at any given point. So, out of all the people that are out there, there's one nugget that you're going to be able to find in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on going out there. Keep on trying. See who you're going to find. You're going to find somebody who is your same temperament, who is your same interest, who is your person. Go get it.
And they'll remind you of why you suck.
That's right. And you're going to be okay with that.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Exactly.
As they tell you that you suck, you're going to be like, you're kind of right, dude.
You're right. I do.
Engage in online communities like our own the Ted Smith there. Exploring online forums, social media groups, or virtual communities related to your interests.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an easy one. Whatever your interest is, there is a group that is also
interested. Then you got me with them.
Exactly. Probably the easiest thing that you can do, especially nowadays. With everything, with all the social media that we've got, all the forums that we got.
Whatever you're interested in, there is a group of people.
Correct. Literally.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is, there's another group of people that also like your weird-ass stuff.
Yeah. 10 cures for loneliness. Try new hobbies. Pursue activities that spark your interest and allow you to meet like-minded people. Consider learning a new skill or restarting an old hobby.
All right.
Yeah. That's just not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
Occupy your brain, learning a different skill. Keep yourself healthy and fresh.
Told you, man. I was out with my buddy the other night, and he's like, you want to play darts? I just got new darts. I'm like, man, I'll shoot one game with you. We were there for an hour and 45 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Hour and 45 minutes later, we're still shooting darts. I'm like, God, I missed this. This is awesome.
I'm with you. You know, the lady and I...
Let's get another pitcher of beer. Come on.
The lady found a dart bar down in Vegas. Flight Club is what it was called.
All right.
And it was like a bowling alley, but with darts. It was one of the most fun experiences I've had in a long, long time, dude. It was great. Drinks are flowing. They got food that's coming out there. They got a bunch of different games that's on there. It was really, really cool.
What else do they have besides darts? Or is it just like...
It's different dart-style games.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, there's English darts, which are wooden.
Yeah.
Which, well, those are crazy, because you can mad kisses off that.
Well, and they were doing different things. You know, you got your usual games, you know, the 301 and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. These ones were like racing games.
Huh.
So they, you know, you partner up with people, and like your combined score, you need to get across that finish line before other people.
It's still
a similar style game, but it changes the mood a little
bit. Right, right, right.
It was really fun, dude. I really liked that one. 10 cures for holiness. 10 cures for loneliness.
Oh, wow.
The Lord.
It just got dark up in here. Volunteer your time. Volunteering at a local charity can connect you with others and give you a sense of purpose. Serving meals, delivering goods, or participating in community projects can boost your mood and sense of connection.
Sure.
Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Spend time with animals.
Yeah.
Pets offer unconditional love and companionship, which can be a great antidote to loneliness.
I'm going to go visit the monkeys. Monkey Day!
Dude, dog. I do that.
What's the park zoo? Monkey Day, I'm up there.
Damn, bro.
What up, man? I'll volunteer. I'll wear tan. Whatever you need me to do.
I'll wear tan.
That's what you do, man. When you work with animals like that are exotic, that aren't pets, gotta wear tan.
Or green.
You're always on safari. That's right.
Exactly.
One of the two things.
I would say, too, man, like, me and my buddy go to this park and do our walks.
Yeah.
And, like, there's an old lady that waves at us every time.
Yeah.
Kids are waving. You get to pet dogs. It's a whole... ecosystem of happiness.
It is, dude.
Ecosystem of happiness.
I like the old lady because we see her a lot. I don't think she knows that we see her every lap, but she's just as happy to wave. And I'm like,
you mean each lap?
Yeah. It's great.
It's the Alzheimer's lap.
Funny you mentioned that, Ted. They say to get active. Exercise can boost your mood and reduce feelings of isolation, which already helps you there. It helps you in different factions other than just getting out there and meeting people. Join a walking club, take a fitness class, or find a workout buddy. Even short bursts of activity can be beneficial.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Official.
Short burst. Right. Sorry, short burst.
Get yourself moving. Get yourself some vitamin D. I feel like we get those studies all the time that exercise will boost your mental health. You will feel better when you exercise.
You tend to just noodle through things. Like if you just go on a log, as you would say, the urban hike miles, like just all the thoughts that go through your head the whole time. Like by the time you get back, you do actually feel better.
Exactly.
My advice is always go to the bar.
Yeah.
I know not everyone drinks, but you can even be the person that doesn't drink and goes to the bar. Like the bar that Ted and I go to is pretty much just the neighborhood bar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? And it's cool, but that's how I've met many of my neighbors within about a 6-block area.
Yeah.
And everyone knows the same stuff, and the fire hydrant that's missing, but it's actually very interesting to get to know everyone.
Right.
Yeah, even on Cape Cod, I got caught up on all the local nonsense. It costs $800,000 to build these damn restrooms next to the beach. Whole town's pissed.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's the issue right now.
Well, the one guy I was talking to the bar, he said my son could have done it for $200,000.
Oh, he probably could have.
Jesus. Well, I also feel like here in the Pacific Northwest, like the bars that we've got out here, you can do a handful of different things. You know, it used to kind of be that you'd go to the bar and if a game was on, that's how you could really kind of open up conversation. But here, if you're not interested in sports, they got board games that are at a lot of these different bars. Like Miles, they got darts. They've got some of skee ball, like just so
trivia, bingo night.
People
bingo
that come night. Into the bar just to use the pool table.
The pool
you
table.
Will see
Perfect.
Them in there 3 nights a week. You will never have a conversation with them. They're not mean, but they're just there to play pool.
And just give people a small dose of yourself. Just say hello, and then you're good to go.
I give them a small dose. I keep my fly open.
That's right.
I was about to say, I give out as many small doses as I can.
And then we leave you with this last little cure for loneliness there. They say prioritize self-care. Practice mindfulness, meditation, or other techniques to help you stay present and grounded. Yeah. Engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation, such as reading, taking a bath, spending time in nature.
Put an ice cube in your rectum.
Bringing a plane into land.
And then when all else fails, if you absolutely need to seek professional help, don't worry. There are people out here that are here for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.